Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and good to have you all with us on our way to our conversation about Eddie Conway and with Eddie Conway. We will begin with our day in history, and on this day to let you know what happened on this day of March the 5th in our history. And this is a day in 1770. This is actually something that happened on this day, a very telling given that Eddie Conway is now a free man and walking in Baltimore and out with his family and his friends and comrades. On this day, Crispus Attucks was the first man to die in the American Revolution, a black man, in the year 1770, at the outbreak of the American Revolution. Seems just and fitting to think about that at this moment. On this day in 1933, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt shut every bank down for 4 days when the Depression came to stop panic withdrawal, and then he began to implement rulings that would stop banks from doing what they did to create this depression. This day in 1933, Adolf Hitler won 43% of the vote, almost 44% of the vote, and pushed through a legislation that allowed them to have a dictatorship. And again, we think about what happened with Eddie and others and COINTELPRO in this country. These things are connected, and we have to think about those connections. This is a day in 1946 that the then Prime Minister of Great Britain created the term Iron Curtain that we used during the Cold War. In 1956, the Supreme Court upholds the ban on racial segregation in state schools, colleges, and university because University of North Carolina appealed an earlier ruling, did not want to allow African Americans in. The Supreme Court said they had to. On this day in 1960, remember that there's a classic photograph of Che Guevara, the revolutionary, with his beret on and that black like a leather suit. Well, on this day, this great photographer, Alberto Cordo, who was a Cuban photographer, took that picture on this day in 1960. On this day in 1920 was born Lorraine T.C. Kelly, and she was the first black woman ordained as a bishop in the Methodist Church. And this is another interesting story that also fits. A woman who died on this day is a woman, Lena Baker. Many of you maybe do not know this name. But Lena Baker was a woman who was executed by the state of Georgia in 1945 on this day. Lena Baker was a domestic in the employ of a man named Ernest Knight, who sexually threatened her and imprisoned her, saying that he would not allow her to leave the house. She was going to be his slave and threatened to shoot her if she tried to leave. She took his gun and shot him. And she became the only woman ever executed in the state of Georgia in 1945. And in 2005, Lena Baker was granted a full and conditional pardon, whatever that meant, for Georgia 6 years after her execution. And there was a movie made in 2008 called The Lena Baker Story, which I've not seen, but she's somebody to think about on this day as well. This is a day also that Joseph Stalin passed away, as did Mohammad Mossadegh in 1967, who was the prime minister that the American government overthrew in Iran that led to the Shah taking over. On this day in 1982 is the day we lost John Belushi, the great comic figure in our country. And on this day, we lost Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. That is this day in history, March the 5th. The rest will be on our website at standardshow.org. We'll come right back with Mike Milliman, who launched these cases in the beginning. Stay with us.